I'm VOA's Scott Walterman with your worldwide news update. New Year's celebrations have begun. The first to celebrate 2025 was Kiribati's Line Islands, just west of the international dateline. It became the new year at 10 a.m. UTC. New Year's celebrations will roll through the world's time zones, ending in two uninhabited territories in the Pacific, Baker Island and Howland Island. It will become New Year there at 11:30 a.m. UTC on Wednesday. A South Korean court has approved the arrest of impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol over his short-lived decision to impose martial law earlier this month. More on this now from Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang.
It's the first time an arrest warrant has been issued against a president of South Korea. It's the latest turn in what's become the key U.S. ally's deepest political crisis in decades. Investigators allege Yoon led an insurrection, one of the few charges for which a South Korean president does not have immunity.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. South Korea's acting president, Choi Sang-mok, on Tuesday appointed two judges to fill vacancies on the Constitutional Court. It's an effort, he says, to restore stability after the impeachment of his two predecessors. South Korean authorities also said Tuesday they were investigating the role of a concrete barrier at the end of Muan Airport's runway in the country's worst air disaster. 179 people were killed when a jet crashed on landing. This is